This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Cheese, meat chocolate.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's the Morning Open. Hello, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Good morning. We're just 20 minutes into trading for the day, so we're going to ask that question, where's Wall Street? Markets are up right now, under 0.5% for U.S. markets, and European shares are mixed as well. Asian stocks closed mixed today. The Nikkei was down about 0.8%. We heard today British candy maker Cadbury's board has accepted an improved offer from Kraft. The deal is worth more than $19 billion. Julie Neiman is an analyst at Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live from St. Louis this morning. Morning, Julie.
Morning, Steve.
So what does it mean for Kraft moving forward now?
Well, the big thing is Hershey went away simply because they increased the cash portion. The big buyer would have been Nestle, and they were bought off by pizza. So now you're looking at a company that's going to go completely into Kraft. Still a lot of stock, but Uncle Warren Buffett didn't want the stock because he says Kraft is so undervalued. But the cost savings now begin. Kraft says that they can start getting $675 million out of costs. It's going to be in distribution, marketing, not so much on the supply side, and they won't be wholesale mass layoffs either. But it's going to be mostly on the distribution and marketing side to help pay for it.
So you don't think they're going to go in there and shake things up a little bit?
There's not a whole lot to shake up. It's going to be economies of scale, which, of course, Kraft is a huge marketing machine, and that's where they're going to bring the expertise.
Hey, I want to talk a little bit about Citigroup. It says today that it lost more than $7.5 billion in the fourth quarter, a lot of that thanks to paying back government bailout money. This time last year, the company had lost more than double that. Now, I know this is a loss, Julie, but are we finally seeing, banks stabilizing, or is Citigroup, in which Uncle Sam still has a big stake, is that a bad example?
Well, probably the worst news is probably over at this point because we know consumer credit's bad, we know credit cards are going bad, and home equity loans are going to go down. But that's all pretty well built into the price right now. Their stock offering, they did it during the Christmas holidays. It was very weakly received, so it's not as badly dilutive as a bunch of the others like Bank of America. But Citi is going to continue to sell their divisions, slim down, and they're making a lot of money simply by borrowing from the government at zero and lending it back to the government at 3% in the form of treasuries. This is going to replenish their capital base, and they can struggle back from these levels.
All right. Julie Neiman in St. Louis. Julie, thanks.
You bet.
There's a special election today in Massachusetts. It's going to decide who finishes out the term of the late Senator Ted Kennedy. Polls there show the Republican leading the race with a good chance of winning. Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale is with us live this morning to talk about some of the financial implications. He's in Washington. Good morning, John.
Hi, Steve.
So the one option, we're talking about health care reform. What are the options for President Obama's signature issue?
Well, there would be several options to get it passed, but none of them very easy from the Democrats' point of view. The one that's getting the most attention is to just have the House pass the Senate version. If the House accepted that Senate bill, it would go to the president without any need for another Senate vote. Already, though, several House Democrats are balking at this idea, so it's hard to see how that's a viable option.
And, John, what about the rest of the White House economic agenda? I mean, we're talking about, financial reform as well?
Yeah. There would be a higher hurdle for bills like regulatory reform, climate change. Moderate Democrats will begin to wonder if they should stick with the White House agenda, says the University of Virginia's Larry Sabato.
The fact that someone like Scott Brown can come out of nowhere and win a Massachusetts Senate seat, that's got to scare the bejesus out of Democrats everywhere.
And that means more compromises as these skittish Democrats are forced to negotiate for Republican votes. On banking regulatory reform, for example, there's likely to be a tougher battle to create an independent financial consumer protection agency if the Democrats no longer have the clout to push bills through the Senate without at least one Republican vote.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. John, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
You want to hear how times have changed? A new Pew Research Center study released today shows men are increasingly getting an economic boost from getting married. The study analyzed census data and shows a big shift in education and income. 40 years ago, men outpaced women in those categories. Today, it's the other way around.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing, ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Last November, the company Storkcraft recalled 2 million baby cribs. Infants were getting trapped and sometimes suffocated between the crib's sliding side panels and mattresses. It was the latest and largest of several crib recalls, and this week crib safety will be at the top of the list for consumer advocates in Washington, as Marketplace's Rico Galliano reports.
A nonprofit group called ASTM International sets safety standards for hundreds of consumer products, including cribs, and its standards now prohibit those potentially dangerous sliding crib panels. But the standards are voluntary. Today, the government's Consumer Product Safety Commission will meet with ASTM and move towards making those standards law. Scott Wolfson is a Safety Commission spokesman.
We have a mandate from the Congress to take the voluntary standards and make them into mandatory rules. We can toughen them up, but we can also take what's out there that could work and try to make it a mandatory rule as quickly as possible.
A 2008 federal law requires the commission to come up with mandatory standards for a slew of children's products, but the wave of recalls has pushed crib safety to the fore, which is why a House subcommittee is holding a hearing Thursday to hear what the commission's done so far. Nancy Coles is among those testifying. She's with the consumer group Kids in Danger, and she'd like to see new rules requiring more stringent safety tests for cribs.
The same problems have existed for 10 years and nothing has been done. We're glad to see that it's now a crisis and people are acting.
The Safety Commission says it aims to have federal regulations on the books by the end of the year. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
And finally, the city of Grand Forks, North Dakota, sent out calendars to workers and residents. Community stuff, right? Garbage pickup, town hall meetings, but it's missing the date, January 31st. No correction was done because all the other months are right. The printer says, yeah, it's my fault, but it's January in North Dakota. A day off from the cold would be nice. You betcha. I'm Steve Chiatakis in warm Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.